Hi, I'm Rick Steves. One of the things I love about travel is also one of the things I love about public radio. It takes me outside of my everyday world and all the regular ways of looking at things. It gives me a fresh look at everything. I encounter people who are just as proud of their hometowns as I am of mine, just as convinced that their grandmother's recipe is the very best one. These are people eager to offer me a taste of what makes where they live special. And with everything I sample on the road, I see the world a little differently. I never get tired of catching a fresh glimpse of what makes people tick on the other side of the world and finding out that maybe their grandmother's recipe really is the best one. This could be said of my first encounter with jamón. That means ham in Spanish. But for Spaniards, like my pals and fellow tour guides Francisco Glaria and Federico Garcia Barroso, it goes way beyond that.
I mean, you go to France and they put, jambon de Bayonne. Come on, you have to be kidding. It's good. It's decent. You know, if you really need it, you can have it. But it's not jamón. Jamón is like a religion for us. It's like, I have a friend who's vegetarian. He says, I'm a vegetarian except for jamón, which is pig, by the way, if you don't know.
I can understand. Hey, Federico, what do you think about jamón in Spain? What does it mean to you?
With all my respect to Italians and French, you know, they have better gelato, French they have better cheese, but we have the best ham, you know. We talk basically about the race of the animal, a black pig that we call that black hoof, okay? Mm-hmm. And the way we feed the animal with those acorns, okay? No chemical products. And then you get that ham carpaccio, which is very thin, darker, more salted, and tasty, very tasty, you see. And that is really unique, jabugo. When we say, hey, 5J, J, jabugo, 5J ham means like a kind of five-star hotel, you see. And that is the best one.
So what is the five-star jamón?
The 5J, jabugo. The especially, there are several regions in Spain. Those mm-hmm. pigs are mostly, you know, happily living in southwestern Spain next to Portugal. Some of them are in Portugal.
So they're happy, they're running around free.
Exactly.
What do they feed the best?
Acorns, nothing
so
more
acorns,
than that.
Acorns, they're happy.
That's all they eat.
Now, when I go to a bar or a deli in Madrid, in fact, there's a famous place, the Museo de Jamón or something, the Museum of Ham, and it's like a big bar that sells. If you were a vegetarian, you'd walk in there and it's a nightmare because you got ham hocks hanging from the ceiling, hundreds of ham hocks hanging overhead. And I noticed that there's many different prices you can pay. And I'm, you know, a budget traveler and I want to get a good value. There's one thing that I will go top end on the menu for, and that's ham, because you really notice a different, completely different experience. Francisco, talk about the different grades of ham and the cost and why you would pay triple for a little plate of ham.
The ham, you can have the normal basic ham. It's going to be like 10 euros for a kilo. Don't eat that. Make an experience out of it.
Life is too short to have mediocre ham.
You know, I have three kids. If you bake a sandwich for them with that cheap one, it's like that.
Your kids are ham snobs?
In Spain, everybody's like, But if you're from the United States and you go and you try one and the other, you become a ham snob.
Let's challenge our travelers when they go to Spain to order two little tapas. One will be the cheap ham and one will be the expensive ham. Can you even look at the expensive ham and see it? What do you see that's different?
In the expensive one, it's going to be a little bit more shiny. The thing is that the fat, it is not the ham and then on top of it, the fat. The fat is going to be in the middle of the meat. So it's going to be a little bit shiny there. It's going to, when you put it in your mouth, it melts the fat. So when all your mouth is like completely incredible flavor that lasts like for 3 minutes.
Federico, can you just take a little piece of the finest jamón and put it in your mouth and tell us what happens?
Yeah. Well, let me tell Americans that we are describing, Francisco, we basically talk about Serrano ham and Iberico, Serrano and Iberian ham is actually the top quality one, okay? Serrano is just ordinary ham.
Basic ham.
Yeah, like the Italian one, like the French one.
I was going to say you can feed your children, but the kids
it's good,
will
eat it. It's good enough, it's smooth, you know.
Feed the tourist.
But the other one is darker, slightly more oily, you see, and thicker, in my opinion, a little bit more cured, you see. It actually, even the fat is not really, really unhealthy, you see.
You place it on your tongue and it just does this wonderful little massage almost.
Totally. Actually, we don't even order bread. Occasionally, we order those little sticks of crispy bread, you know, but not really.
Little bread stick.
Exactly.
But you take it, I like to eat it with my fingers. It's sort of, designed to be with your fingers.
You have to.
That's the way to do it. That's true. We are finger food
now,
people.
It's finger food. I think part of it is how it's the art of cutting it. I understand you've got the ham hock is on a vise. What do we call this thing that?
Jamonero.
A jamonero. And then artfully, the waiter or the expert will cut it.
Or you're at home.
Or at home, if you've got one at home.
Everybody has one jamonero at home.
What's the art of cutting the ham hock?
Well, to cut it, you have to cut it very slowly, very thin, and you shouldn't break the fibers of the meat. So it's very difficult. In fact, if you, for example, in a wedding reception, you have to hire a very good jamon cutter.
You hire a ham cutter.
And the good ones, they make good money.
Is there an art of matching the local cheese with the ham? Is that considered a good, in Italy, they would say a good marriage?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just take a good manchego cheese from the land of La Mancha, Don Quixote. Mm. Take one of those hams from Jabugo and take a good glass of wine of Rioja or Ribera. And it's all done.
That's a dinner.
And then you
that's a dinner. I can see right there some manchego, some jamón ibérico.
The biggest problem is that you start, just a little bit of ham, a little bit more, a little bit, and suddenly you see the bone. I've ate it all.
Like so many local specialties, jamón is made with loving care and served with great pride. Local traditions like this don't usually make anybody rich in the conventional sense, but they're worth all the time and effort. They can enrich life for the entire community. If you think I'm trying to compare Spanish ham to public radio, well, let's just say I'm a big fan of both. I know you are too, well, at least public radio. I do recommend you also try some top-end Spanish ham sometime soon. Today, during this special edition of Travel with Rick Steves, we're asking you to demonstrate your pride in this unique and carefully crafted tradition, public radio. Please take a moment right now to become a contributing member of this station or renew your annual membership. Your support really is vital to keep things going. Show your gratitude for Travel with Rick Steves and for all the compelling programming you hear right here. Programming that illuminates, inspires, and spices up your life every day.